Friends, with me today at Radio St. Pete is the one and the only CEO of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, Charlie Justice. Welcome. And we're launching the Beach Brief with Charlie Justice, which is also the name of one of his newsletters. Hey, Charlie.
Thanks for having me.
What is going on at the beach? Let's start with, oh my gosh, cannot wait, the Taste of the Beaches.
We have been waiting to do this. This is one of our biggest events of the year. Taste of the Beach, opportunity for people to, for $10 ticket, you go to a restaurant on the beach and you get a specially curated taste from that particular restaurant that they put together just for this event. And for 10 bucks, it's an incredible deal. We want everyone to come out and try a restaurant that they haven't been to or try one that they haven't been to in a while.
You know, what I think is so amazing is it really takes a village to do this. And it takes a village of TBCC to support an incredible charity. Tell us about this, because you do so much good in the world. This is a particularly important event.
Well, this is, yeah, and I want to talk a lot about this event, but specifically, the charity that was selected for this year is Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tampa Bay. So they will get a portion of the proceeds from the event, from the ticket sales, from the raffle, everything that we have going into this. We're excited to be able to celebrate the event, but also to celebrate giving some money to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, you know, this is especially important because the beaches are still, they're back. The beaches are back, folks. But this is really a celebration of food, but it represents the resilience of our community. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't get a lot of win-wins. This is a win-win-win because the end result is we want people to try these restaurants. And it's a, you know, the $10 is a great entree into the, to the restaurant scene. And so, yes, we've talked about this before. After the storm, some of these restaurant owners, they have put their heart and soul into reopening. And we've got, you know, from Mastery's Brewing to Glory Days to Caddy's to Krabby Bill's to Scully's, Sloppy Joe's, The Chill. So many restaurants that have put together a taste. We want folks to come out, like $10. I will tell you, Mastery's for 10 bucks, you're going to get some chicken wings, a slider, and a couple of 4-ounce beers. At Sea Dog, you're getting a chicken sandwich and a beer. It's the deals are really, really good. Carino's, they're putting together a little pasta thing. We were at Clean Eats yesterday. They're doing either a pizza or a Thai shrimp bowl. So the options are there. It's going to be great. But again, we want folks to come out. You know, our restaurant folks have really had a rough time. And this is an opportunity for our locals to come out and support. This is not just a beach thing. We want people from all over Pinellas County to make their way out to the beaches. And we've got restaurants from Clearwater Beach all the way down to Tierra Verde.
And you can take the Sunrunner from downtown St. Pete over to the beaches. And that makes it so much fun because you can have a little drink and then you go home. So the kickoff event is October 3rd at Horan Park. What happens there?
Well, this is, we're tying in with the city's concert series. St. Pete Beach has allowed us to partner with them on this. And so the concert is a Doobie Brothers cover band. And you mentioned Sunrunner. Sunrunner drops off right in front of this park and picks up right across the street from this park if you want to come from downtown or anywhere along the route and come out there. But we will be selling our tickets there. We'll have raffle prizes, silent auction. We'll have beer and wine there to sell. It's a big, big deal. This is a great event for the Chamber, but again, it supports the charity and it recognizes our restaurants.
Radio St. Pete will be there covering and talking to people and eating a little of this, a little of that along the way. So, folks, if you want to get tickets to the Taste of the Beaches, and there are 45 restaurants, right?
I think we're right about 45 right now.
All right. You've got to go to tampabaybeaches.com/taste. So let's talk about Halloween on Corey Avenue. Lots of stuff going on.
They have an incredible event. The folks at Corey Avenue do such a great job of putting on these markets and fairs and festivals. The folks on Corey, and I will tell you, we've had more ribbon cuttings, I think, on Corey in the last few months than anywhere else. As Sarah with the Sale Boutique is back, we've got
Sarah Lauacrente. Good shout out to you.
Sun Drunk Boutique will be open tomorrow. Their ribbon cutting is tomorrow. Of course, Ken and Kim at Chill always do an incredible job with their restaurant, but also leading the efforts. And of course, the Beach Theater is back open.
Beach Theater has an incredible weekend, folks, a festival of plays this weekend, and it's been really fun. So, you know, and then down to the beaches, I just noticed that the Beachcombers reopening in Jimmy B's.
They're scheduled to come back. We're so excited for that. You know, those two or three hotels in that stretch, it's really been rough time. And so to have that kind of calendar date of like we're going to be back open is so critical. We're so excited for them.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber. I know that you have a coffee and conversation, a 2026 legislative preview coming up on September 26th at the Carroll Hotel. We certainly hope to be at that. Tell us a little bit about that and also some of the other things you're doing and the Leadership Institute.
Absolutely.
And all of the amazing things that the group are doing.
Well, the legislative, it's funny because the Chamber in history has done a legislative review in May. And it kept getting postponed because session kept going long and long and long. And at some point, we just said, all right, cancel this. We're going to do a preview. And so we've set this up, which is really good because in the even number of years, legislative session starts in January. And they're going to be back in committee week in October and November. So I think almost all of the members of the legislative delegation will be there next Friday, 8 o'clock coffee, 8:30 program at the Carroll Hotel in Ulmerton. Chance for you to hear our legislators talk about what their priorities are as far as policy and budget items, what they're going to be working for when they go back to Tallahassee. So it's a great event. If you go on our website, you can register for that as well.
Absolutely. Senator Darrell Ralston, Linda Cheney, who's been so instrumental in beach renourishment and things like that. What are some of the things you want to know about for the preview? What are some of the questions you as the CEO of TBCC would want to ask?
I tell you, we worked with Senator DeSigley last year on the response to storms and the permitting issues. That was probably the number one issue we heard from our businesses is we've got to help our small cities with their permitting. But really for us, it's always going to be beach nourishment and protect the TDT, the tourist development tax, so that they use it for marketing, not to divert it to many other places. Those are the two issues critical. The bed tax, it was a self-imposed tax by our hoteliers back in the 70s. And it's increased over the years, and the uses have been expanded, which a lot of great things have been done. But at the core, we want to make sure that that bed tax always gets used for marketing our destination because that's who's paying for it. And it's so critical because our tourists, our visitors, our guests, the money they spend here, the bed tax, and the money they spend for sales tax, that pays for a third of the infrastructure projects that we have happen in Pinellas County.
Is that right?
Yeah, so the penny for Pinellas that we collect, that's beyond the bed tax, but the penny for Pinellas, when they buy things here, they pay about a third of that. So the tourists have an impact on our infrastructure, and they are paying to fix it, renovate it, bring new infrastructure online.
You know, I think it's really important to understand that when you talk about Visit St. Pete Clearwater, when you talk about Tampa Beach's Chamber, this doesn't just benefit tourists. It benefits locals, and it benefits locals because there's jobs.
Absolutely. Over 100,000 jobs in Pinellas County rely some way, shape, or form on tourism. And so it is a huge part of our economy in dollar amount, but also in people who need that to put food on their table, roof over their head. So it's not just, you know, about people here coming here and playing. This is a major economic part of Pinellas County. And so, in fact, Oliver over at the VSPC has this thing, you know, if it's good for the visitor, it's even better for the local. And so when we invest in the beaches, we invest in museums and aquariums and stadiums. Those are things that the resident gets to benefit from all year long after the tourist has gone home.
Charlie, you have your finger on the pulse of places that have reopened. Tell us a little bit. I know Adrian Prime is coming, Steakhouse.
We're excited about that. We were at a fam tour a couple weeks ago, a lot of our team getting a sneak preview. I can tell you that's one of the places people are really excited about.
Absolutely. Well, Sherry Talcott's a good friend of ours, and of course she has JoJo's Boutique, and it gives back to the community, to Kind Mouse. There's not, I think, a more philanthropic woman, and she's on your board, isn't she?
She's not on our board, but she might as well be. She is so active with our ambassador group, and is at every event. She is there to support other businesses, a great part of the community.
Absolutely. Well, I want to do a shout out for somebody who is on your board, our friend Suzanne Brown of Wine Bar and Slice.
Absolutely. If you haven't been to Wine up in Indian Rocks, it's a great experience. They have a weekend brunch activity they do, which is great, but just during the normal activity during the week is awesome. And then great pizza and beer out at the Madeira Beach location for Slice Pizza.
Absolutely. What else is new and coming up or has just opened at the beaches?
We have you're going to catch me off guard here. There's so many that have coming back
That's okay. I'm going to ask you about folks, I'm actually going to go back through it because there is so much going on. I don't know how he keeps track of it, but if you look, I counted 50 ribbon cuttings. 50, 60, almost 60 ribbon cuttings.
We are excited. Tomorrow morning, we'll be at the Frog Pond in North Beaches.
They are opening.
They're reopening. And that's one you may have read about, obviously.
That's right.
The fans got involved, and we're supporting the reopening of that restaurant. And on St. Pete Beach, the Frog Pond and Madfish teamed up. The Frog Pond couldn't reopen in its location. The Madfish, they got together. So now Madfish is Frog Pond during the morning and Madfish in the evening. Great. Again, it shows these restaurant owners, man, they get things done.
I want to talk about Fred Forsley because he did the same thing. So Sea Dog, of course, is a sponsor of our sports partner and, of course, has been a wonderful friend to Radio St. Pete. So I want to just say when VIP was closed in Treasure Island, well, guess who put a food truck there that he had? That Fred Forsley from Sea Dog. So it is all about collaboration. And that's what makes your chamber different than almost all, because you're just – it's tight. It's like you see old friends at all the events.
It really is. And it as long as I've been here, as much as I've been part of the community, to get really kind of knee-deep into the beach community and have an opportunity to see those really special people who step up and, like you say, set up a food truck behind. And Treasure Island, you know, the city of Treasure Island has been great as far as trying to work out, you know, flexible with their permitting. You know, hey, you need to make this happen. We'll figure it out. Or, you know, they've been great with their residents after the fact. And so there's some other cities that could learn some lessons.
Absolutely. So we have some great things coming up at the beaches, too. We've got December. We've got the Run Fest in Treasure Island. I hear the Sandcastle event is back.
Absolutely. You have the date in front of you. Treasure Island is very excited about that. So many things that have become part of our normal annual calendar that last year kind of bumped off. We're so excited to have him back this year.
Charlie, you've been now in this position 9 months?
7 months.
7 months. Yeah, I'm going to birth a baby for you at 9. Tell me what you've learned and how this has been for you as an experience. I mean, obviously you served in many different capacities in government, private and public sector. What have you learned? What are your concerns and what are your hopes going forward?
Well, it's, you know, being on the other side of it, waiting for government to make decisions is certainly, you know, is the frustrating part in a lot of ways. But what it is you can't paint the beaches, all 11 beaches, you can't paint it with a broad brush any more than you can any part of the country. Each of those beaches is very unique, very individual. And then you take it down to the next step. Every business, the issues that they face, whether it is permitting, whether it's waiting for insurance money or financing or trying to get a contractor, or whether it's a tenant that's just waiting for their landlord to make a decision about what they're going to do to their building from after the damage. Each story, every place is its own story. I wish they were all the same thing. We could tackle it a little bit easier. But every single one is a little bit different. And the chamber tries to step in and facilitate how we can. You know, we have a lot of resources as far as contacts and information. And so us being able to share that with those businesses, that's how we help a lot. We have a business meeting on St. Pete Beach, Treasure Island, Madeira Beach, and one in North Beach, where we invite the elected officials and city managers to come. We invite our members, our businesses to come and just have a conversation, say, what's going on? What do you need? What are you hearing? And some of the solutions that come out of those meetings are really meaningful.
I love that. You know, really, it's more than networking. It's really TED Talks for local communities, right? Now, you have different organizations within Tampa Bay Beach as a marketing, and tell me a little bit about those sort of subcommittees.
Sure.
That do a lot of hard work, a lot of volunteers, like Cindy Dobbins, who help with this.
So we have, for example, we have a Tourism Allies Committee. In fact, we just had a meeting the other day at VSPC with Oliver and his team there. For example, the tourism one, usually it's the hospitality members, but then we have other businesses that want to do business with the hospitality members. But we get a lot of information shared there. Marketing, we rotate. So we have one meeting for marketing on this month where it's about kind of beginning marketing. So we have a lot of small businesses where a person has a specialty in restaurants or clothing or whatever they're but they may not have any marketing background at ever. And so we do some real basic training. Kennedy, our marketing director, helps them with some social media or some the basics. And then the other month we flip it over and it's a little bit more expertise. And so we have the marketing reps from our different members show, and it's more of a kind of a conversation about what's the latest, greatest trend, what are you hearing? And that's a really interesting conversation to be part of as well.
So if you're a new business and you're starting up or you're thinking about starting up, how can the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber help you?
Absolutely. Well, it goes back to the basics because at the that networking is important. So when you come, in fact, I have a meeting next week with a gentleman who wants to open a restaurant. We're going to kind of talk about locations and different opportunities. And so we're going to go through that process. But he's already come. He hasn't even decided where he's putting that restaurant, but he's already been at two or three of our networking events. He's met people. He's met other restaurant owners. Partnerships are starting to happen. He's met contractors. He's met developers. He's met realtors. He's met insurance folks. So when you walk in and you think, man, like everyone, I want to have a bar. You know, I want to own a bar. I want to run a bar. Well, you may need a lot of the people. You don't know how many different insurance policies that you're going to need when you open that bar. And so we just have all that information for you as far as how to get, you know, how to start those meetings, how to make those contacts, how to meet those resources. We have almost 900 members in our chamber. We've got pretty much every professional background that you can think of.
You also do a super mingle with a lot, but you do other.
We absolutely have these great events where we invite folks from all over. We partner with St. Pete Chamber and Clearwater Amplify to do some different events, those kind of things. And we have opportunities for networking. We have these mixers that our members host.
They're so much fun. I can't wait to go to another one.
We'd love to have you. You can find all that calendar at TampaBayBeaches.com.
Charlie Justice, the CEO of Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber. But more than that, a good friend to all of us at Radio St. Pete and a steward of what good government, good policy, and good community networking can do. Charlie, thank you for being at Radio St. Pete today.
Thank you so much.